Appendix M, Senior Commander's Role in Deployment. Unit readiness is a primary mission of the Senior Commander. The Senior Commander is normally the Senior General Officer at the installation. The Garrison Command is the primary organization that provides services and resources in support of unit readiness. Commanders and the Senior Commander perform three critical functions: analyze, prepare, and move, to enable unit deployment. The decisions that commanders of brigades and divisions make in the early stages of deployment can have a significant impact on the buildup of combat power. Also, the coordination and planning of staff members as discussed in this appendix provide the foundation for a commander to make decisions. Analyze. Commanders are expected to make informed decisions on everything that might impact the mission of their organization. These decisions are based on the staff work performed by technical experts within the organization and supporting activities. Deployment and redeployment operations are no different. Commanders have skilled and knowledgeable people available to provide recommendations on all aspects of the operation. Mobility officers are skilled deployment technicians assigned to division and BCT staffs to provide senior commanders with the embedded expertise to plan and execute deployment and redeployment operations. Appendix E outlines the range of their assignments and capabilities in more detail. The Corps and Division Transportation Officers, the ITOs, and the UMCs have a wealth of deployment knowledge and can provide sound advice and suggestions. Other sources of information are U.S. Transcom and its component commands. During the analysis of the mission, the commander and staff consider options related to the organizational structure and the sequence of RSOI in the area of operation. A slight change in the support force applied early in the flow may have a dramatic effect on the incremental build of combat power. The intent is to have the force close in the operational area and prepared for employment with the least delay. The commander issues planning guidance to subordinate commanders to enable rapid employment upon arrival in theater and completion of RSOI. Prepare. Deployment planning focuses on critical points along a timeline that begins with the initial notification. The operations staff determines the date the unit should close and be available for employment. The deployment staff uses that date to begin detailed backwards planning and setting dates for critical events such as UDL submission, container delivery, passenger manifesting, movement to port. Once the timeline is developed, the senior commander chairs a pre-deployment briefing for commanders and their staffs to provide command guidance. The division transportation officer and the mobility officer brief the deployment process and the key deployment events. Meeting the established deadlines and submitting accurate deployment data are emphasized to avoid delays and cancellations. Senior commanders often sponsor deployment exercises involving installation support facilities and ports of debarkation to provide an understanding of the overall process, especially the unique physical layout that sets the installation or port apart from others. The exercises also bring together key personnel from the deploying units and the support organizations so that once the process begins, there is an understanding of the purpose behind certain procedures. The IDSP represents the integration of all activities and resources to deploy and redeploy units from an installation. Selection and training of the UMO is an area of constant concern. While this is an additional duty, the importance of assigning a talented officer or NCO to fill this position cannot be overemphasized, as they are often called upon to make on-the-spot decisions that will have a major impact on the force flow and ability to perform the mission. Their assignment and training should be closely monitored and tracked as a command item of interest in readiness reporting. Move. As the units begin to move through the installation support facilities, it is beneficial to all commanders to know the status of the units. Automated movement flow tracking in transit visibility supports managing the flow of deploying equipment through the marshalling and deployment process by making deployment status and information readily available to anyone involved in the process. Commanders can adjust the flow to avoid bottlenecks at any of the critical seams that might jeopardize timely departure of strategic lift or the safety of the soldiers. Daily reviews of the activities of the day can help to avoid costly delays and unforeseen problems. A list of critical information is usually developed based on the commander's desires and the organizational situation and serves as the framework for the briefing. The reviews also provide a forum for coordination that may not have been possible during the events of the day with the decision makers on the move. The visibility of the chain of command at deployment sites speaks to the importance of the operation. It provides a first-hand look at the execution of the deployment plan and allows the commanders and staff the opportunity to collect observations to improve the plan for subsequent deployments.